Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the Atlanta City Council sets up a parking bill of rights. Cow sculptures are coming to DeKalb County, and the National Park Service approves a plan to increase visitor traffic on Georgia's Cumberland Island, but wildlife advocates are worried.
An NPS should be able to demonstrate that the resources can handle that increase, and we're just not confident that they've made that case.
Today is Wednesday, September 9th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. The National Park Service has approved a new plan that would more than double the number of visitors allowed to visit Georgia's Cumberland Island. GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
The National Park Service plans to create new trails, facilities, camping spots, and kayak rentals, as well as increase capacity to more than 700 visitors per day. But Kelly Cox with the nonprofit Defenders of Wildlife says the move could threaten the health of Cumberland Island.
I think the main issue here is that you're doubling the visitor capacity, and NPS should be able to demonstrate that the resources can handle that increase, and we're just not confident that they've made that case.
In their analysis of the policy change, the service disagreed, deeming the plans to have no significant impact on the island's ecology. For GPB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto.
The Atlanta City Council approved an ordinance yesterday that is being called a parking bill of rights. The ordinance requires lots and garages to clearly disclose rates, fees, payment options, and operating conditions and other important information before customers park. It also provides some protections for people who don't use smartphones and requires disclosures for the use of surveillance. Owners of parking lots and garages have up to 180 days to comply with the City of Atlanta's new standards. Get ready to spot some cows around DeKalb County. 12 life-sized cow sculptures are being delivered to cities across the country as part of a new public art project called the 12 Plus One Initiative. Local and regional artists will transform each cow into a one-of-a-kind art piece celebrating that community's character. The cow theme honors DeKalb's history as Georgia's dairy capital. Cities including Tucker, Brookhaven, Decatur, and Dunwoody will get their cows by today when artists are finalized. The painted herd will be installed around the county from October 26th through November 6th. The FBI has increased the reward offered for information leading to the arrest of a man suspected of damaging an ICE facility in Atlanta in 2020. The FBI is now offering $20,000 for information that will help them track down Ronald Scott Watson of Kennesaw. That is double what the FBI was offering this time last year. According to an indictment in July of 2020, a crowd gathered at the Atlanta ICE building and protested outside a fenced area. At that time, several people in masks and dark clothing breached the fences and vandalized the building. Watson was tied to the vandalism through evidence collected during his 2023 felony conviction for assaulting a public safety officer in Oregon. Retailer Primark opened its first Georgia location yesterday in Lawrenceville. The budget fashion retailer opened its doors at Sugarloaf Mills. The company says its next Georgia location will be the Augusta Mall. Drivers in southeast Georgia's Chatham County can expect lane closures on the Spur Bridge starting tomorrow. The Georgia Department of Transportation says drivers should expect single-lane closures on the U.S. 17 State Route 404 Spur Bridge on weekdays from 7 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. These closures will allow crews to prepare for cable replacement work scheduled to begin later this year as part of the Spur Bridge major maintenance project. Drivers are encouraged to use caution when traveling through the area and allow extra travel time. The City of Atlanta has agreed to sell the Atlanta City Detention Center to Fulton County. Mayor Andre Dickens said in a letter yesterday to the Fulton County Board of Commissioners the city would accept the county's offer to buy the jail for $68 million. The letter states the agreement is expected to deliver more than $600 million in net present value to Fulton County taxpayers. The deal still needs the council's approval. And in sports and baseball, the Braves face the Tampa Bay Rays again at Truist Park tonight for the second of a three-game series. The Braves lost last night's matchup 7-1. Ronaldo Lopez is scheduled to get the start for the Braves tonight. And that's a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. Thanks for tuning in. Come on back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for updates to the stories you heard today, as well as new stories our reporters have written. And if you've got feedback, send it our way by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.